We now know it was an American who launched a suicide attack in Syria last Sunday. The State Department confirms it is the first time a U.S. citizen has been linked to an Al-Qaeda-backed bombing in Syria's civil war.
Randy, State Department officials believe that the man is Munir Muhammad Abu Salha. This is a man who grew up and studied in Florida. They have not divulged when exactly this man actually went to Syria, but it is believed to be the first American suicide bomber in the Syrian civil war. Now, this was a huge attack, as you can tell by the video you're seeing on the screen. Now, we're still trying to get more details about the American who went to Syria and when exactly they went to Syria. But one of the reasons American officials are so concerned isn't just because there are American fighters on the ground in Syria. And analysts that I've spoken with believe that there are at least 100 there as of now, and that more are possibly on the way. American officials also very worried about Americans who might come back to the U.S. after having learned terrorism techniques and bomb-making techniques from hardline Al-Qaeda insurgents in Syria, and then might plot attacks against the U.S. here from within the U.S. This is something that's really becoming a nightmare scenario for U.S. officials. They say there are networks that they are trying to shut down of recruiters who are trying to lure anybody who is like-minded with Al-Qaeda jihadists from the States to Syria and then have them go back to the States and launch attacks against the homeland from within. So very, very worrying developments this week with this story, Randy.
And in terms of this particular case, I mean, they have no idea who trained him or where he got his training yet?
No, they don't. But they say that it's relatively easy for Americans or Europeans who want to get into Syria amongst these groups to get into Syria once they're there. Very easy to get the kind of training that could one day cause a devastating attack inside the homeland. So that's really the great concern here. And they're trying as hard as they can to shut this down. But they say the problem is, we heard from an FBI official yesterday, one of the problems is that a lot of the people that are going over there, they look like ordinary average Americans. They can be men, they can be women, and it would be very hard to detect when they would come back.